Chapter 48. Kangaroo Hunting. A thorough comprehension of the devious criminal mind, wrote Edward Harrenby in his memoirs, is vital to police interrogation. Harrenby certainly had that comprehension, but he had to admit that the man seated before him, coughing and hacking, presented a particularly difficult case. They were in their second hour of questioning, but Robert Eger stuck to his story. In interrogations, Harrenby favoured the introduction of abrupt new lines of inquiry to keep the villains off balance. But Eger seemed to handle the technique easily. "Mr. Eger," Harrenby said, "who is John Sims?" "Never heard of him." "Who is Edward Pierce?" "Never heard of him. I told you that." He coughed into a handkerchief offered him by Harrenby's assistant, Sharp. "Isn't this man Pierce a famous cracksman?"
"I wouldn't know."
"You wouldn't know." Harrenby sighed. He was certain Eger was lying. His posture, his flicking downcast eyes, his hand gestures, everything suggested deceit. "Well now, Mr. Eger, how long have you been forging?"
"I didn't do no soft," Eger said.
"I swear it wasn't me. I was in the pub downstairs having a daffy or two is all. I swear."
"You are innocent."
"Aye, I am."
Harrenby paused. "You're lying," he said.
"It's God's truth," Eger said.
"We'll see you in the stir for many years. Make no mistake about it."
"There's no blame upon me,"
Eger said, getting excited. "Lies, all lies. You're a counterfeiter, pure and simple."
"I swear,"
Eger said.
"I did not do any soft. There's no sense in..."
Abruptly he broke off. There was a brief silence in the room, punctuated only by the ticking of a clock on the wall. Harrenby had purchased the clock especially for its tick, which was steady, loud and irritating to prisoners. "Why is there no sense to it?" he asked softly.
"I'm honest, is why,"
Eger said, staring at the floor.
"What honest work do you do?"
"Local work, here and there."
That was an unspecific excuse, but possible enough. In London at that time, there were nearly 500,000 unskilled labourers who worked at various odd jobs whenever the jobs were available.
"Where have you worked?"
"Well, let's see now," Eger said, squinting. "I did a day for the gasworks at Millbank, loading. I did 2 days at Chenworth, hauling bricks. A week past, I did some hours for Mr. Barnum, cleaning his cellar. I go where I can, you know."
"These employers would remember you." Eger smiled.
"Maybe,"